Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Beltway Blitz, the NFL, the Commanders, and right now, the Nationals. Charlie Slows calls games every single night here on The Fan with Dave Jagler. Last night was probably not his most fun broadcast of the season, as he was on the call of a disappointing 10-1 loss for the Nats. Charlie, I want to start with Mitchell Parker. Not only did he struggle on the mound, 7 hits and 5 earned runs, I don't remember ever seeing a pitcher have the problems he's had as a fielder, fielding his position this season. What do you make of that?
That's something he's definitely got to improve upon. 5 errors. Last night doesn't get an error, but on a ground ball to the right side, he doesn't break to first. Gallo bobbles the ball, and Gallo is fielding the ball cleanly, was not going to be able to get to first in time. The pitcher had to be there, and this has happened. Parker, as a left-handed pitcher, falls off a little bit to the third base side. But when that ball was hit, he never moved off the rubber. When the ball was already to Gallo, he hadn't broken yet for first. There's no way he's going to beat the runner, and you just can't have that happen. You're giving away outs, and it ended up being a bigger inning than it needed to be. You just can't afford those kind of mistakes.
Charlie, big picture for Mitchell Parker, just kind of drilling down a little bit, I'd still say this season is a pretty smashing success, even if it feels like he may be running out of gas here at the end, going further maybe than he ever has over the course of a season. I don't know how many more starts they're going to give him before it's all said and done, but I know it's probably not ending on the note that he wants or maybe the team wants, but big picture, again, that's a major league starter that they kind of uncovered here, and I'm pretty pleased with it, just sort of a bummer that it's not maybe ending the way that we want.
Right. I agree completely. Everybody's going to have things to work on. I mean, he's 24 years old, and he started the year in AAA, pitched 4 innings there. So, I mean, this guy didn't have a lot of experience at that level, let alone come right to the major leagues with the early injury to Josiah Gray. And then, 28 starts in the big leagues. He probably gets one more with the Nationals having 11 games to go, including tonight. I think it's a success for him, success for DJ Hurst, big success moving forward for Jake Irvin. I mean, the pitching is long what we talked about in the first half of the year, that was a major step forward. Mm-hmm. And so the team ERA is 4.30. It was a shade over 5 last year. So that's a big drop off, even though you could look at it and say, yeah, they were in the 3.7, 3.75 range in June, and that's jumped up a half a run or so in the second half of the season. But still, guys who have not pitched at this level before, I think that's a big success, and they'll be much, much better for it going forward next year.
Charlie, C.J. Abrams back in the lineup, 1-for-3 in the leadoff spot. Great to see him playing again here as they get ready to play out the string. How will you sum up his season when you look back? When he was good, he was exceptional. When he was bad, those stretches lasted a while.
Yeah, great first half, not so great second half. So you're looking for more consistency over the course of a whole season. And again, another very young player is doing this, for the really second year as a full-time major league player, coming up a couple of years ago after the trade in the final couple of months of the season. So last year, 151 games, 245, 18 homers, 64 runs batted in. He has more home runs. The RBIs are about the same. He does not have the 47 stolen bases in 51 tries he had last year, 29 out of 41 this year, 22 errors last year. Is it 17 this year? So, I mean, you could say, okay, let's look at next year. He's going to turn 24 on October the 3rd. We hope that next year he really takes a major step forward over the course of a whole season. An all-star in the first half of the year. If you had flipped the two halves of the year and the second half of the year is the way he started the year, he wouldn't have been an all-star. So a lot of times you see an all-star is based on the first half of the year. They don't pick all-stars over the course of the whole season.
Charlie, does Jacob Young play center field for this team next year, or are they going to go in a kind of different direction where it's Cruz and maybe somebody else, maybe free agent to be or someone we're not thinking of in right field? Or how do you think it's going to go?
You know, at the beginning of the year, you would have thought Jacob Young comes up when Victor Robles gets hurt right away and he's playing. Is he an everyday center fielder? Does he hit enough? I think he's hitting the high 250s. He's got over 30 steals, gold glove caliber center field. If you improve your offense in other places, be it at first base, designated hitter, where the Nationals really struggle to be, competitive what other teams produce offensively from those positions, and then you have Cruz in right and Wood in left, I think you can live with that. It just depends how you want to make up your team next year, where you're going to get more offense from, because they need more offense.
Charlie, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
You got it, guys.
Be good. We'll be listening to Charlie and Dave. Pregame coming up at about 6:40 right here on The Fan.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.